As we approach the wonderful barn, we note the motorway on our left, beyond which is Hewlett-Packard's factory. And while this represents modernity in Leixlip, we're now stepping back 250 years to see how the place was used back then. Here we are at the wonderful barn beside the motorway, which is a remarkable, one could say surreal, structure, which was built in 1743 by Catherine Connolly of Castletown House. Arthur and his father Richard would have seen this being built, and it was considered to be a philanthropic work at the time. In 1739 to 1741, Europe had experienced several really bad winters, and there had been quite a lot of famine and starvation, not only in Ireland, but throughout Europe. In parts of Kerry, a third of the population was said to have died. Catherine Connolly built the Connolly Folly at the back of Castletown House in 1740 to give employment during the famine. And then in 1743, she had obviously planned to build a grain store so that in the event of another famine in years to come, at least her tenants would have some food to guarantee their survival. Looking at the barn, we see a 7-story high structure with a corkscrew stairs going around the outside. The idea was that labourers would carry sacks of grain up the stairs that would then be lowered into place by rope through the floors of the building and stacked to one side or the other. The grain could then be lowered in a hurry. And the reason for the windows was obviously to keep the grain dry by air passing through them. They minimized the amount of rain that would come in, and they would stop rats getting in to eat the grain. So it was a very practical structure, although it seems unusual to us today. It was mirrored by the two smaller towers at the back of the building, which were probably dovecots at the time. Although the dovecots look decorative to us today, they had in fact a further granary function, as the doves that would live and breed in them were of course fed on the grain from the wonderful barn that was getting past its usable date. And then come the winter time, the doves themselves would be slaughtered and provide much needed fresh meat during the winter time. As we approach the wonderful barn, we're passing a modern allotment system on our left, which is run by the landowners, Kildare County Council, for the local people to grow fresh produce. So while the wonderful barn was a food store in its day, it's interesting to note that the land here is still being used for food production. Next, we're going to resume our journey to Castletown House. Back on the road, we'll cross over the motorway and pass the big Hewlett-Packard plant. At the small roundabout beyond it, we'll turn left and then take the first right down a quiet country lane. This is a cul-de-sac, but it leads to a pedestrian entrance into Castletown Estate. Stop at the Gate Lodge for our next story about brewing and beer.